This is William Hill Racing Radio.
The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, November the 20th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at what is a star-studded programme at Punchestown this afternoon. We've got three graded races. We've got the Grade 1, the Morgiana Hurdle, which obviously Nichols Canyon makes his seasonal reappearance in. Of course, the horse who won it the race last year. And we've got the two big novice chases as well, the Craddockstown and the Florida Pearl as well, both Grade 2 status. One or two decent maiden hurdles and handicaps alike either side of them to make, hopefully, what should be a very entertaining afternoon, very informative as well. It's going to be run on soft ground. They've had quite a bit of rain overnight at Punchestown, so it's going to be quite testing here this afternoon. We kick off the action then at 12:40, when we're going to take a look at a 2 mile handicap hurdle, in which that can beat plenty of individuals fancied in this particular race. None more so than Morga from the Desmond McDonough stable. A very consistent mare in recent times. She's been running really well under both codes as well. That's second behind Dermot Weld's Alvina back in September in a listed race at Galway. Certainly reads well. And she's done nothing wrong on her last two starts over hurdle as well, both of them coming at Ballybrick when she was fourth behind Heartbreak City. Of course, has gone on to finish a very creditable second in the big race down under, the Melbourne Cup, and of course won the Ebor as well. So that form looked particularly well, considering that Morgan was trying to give the horse in question at £12. Did nothing wrong last time out, once again trying to give a heap of weight to Copy Print, who arrived in that race in particularly good form. This horse does travel really well, goes well at the track, as we can see, has won here at Punchestown before, doesn't mind soft ground, and is still well weighted on the pick of its best form. So Morga each way, round about 5-1, 11-2 this morning. A fairly solid choice in the first.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, and this is the first of the graded races. It's the Craddockstown Novice Chase, and all eyes here will undoubtedly be on Identity Thief. Of course, a very good hurdle last year, won the big race up in Newcastle, the Fighting Fifth, and ran creditably as well when finishing 6th behind Annie Power in the Champion Hurdle. So that's a kind of horse we're dealing with, a genuine 160 rated performer. Likely to be targeted towards the Arkle, towards the back end of the season, no doubt. And made a great start to his chasing career with a very smooth win over today's course and distance, clocking not a bad time into the bargain. A smooth traveller, a sound jumper, a very uncomplicated and likeable type is Identity Thief. He's sure to take all the beating here this afternoon. So we're basically looking for one to chase him home or to finish second, or betting without the favourite. And that comes in the shape, perhaps, of Stabber Companion Ordinary World, who also impressed when jumping really cleanly on Chasing Debut at Fairy House on the 8th of October. It's the race, of course, that Baldark capsized at the first. And, of course, that horse has gone on to subsequently win. But knowing that this horse has already jumped particularly well in victory and a good time figure as well, suggests to me that Ordinary World perhaps is the most reliable of the remaining quartet to chase home Identity Thief.
Race number 3.
Moving on to race number 3, and we've got a star-studded lineup here, mostly represented by the Gigging Stand Stud operation. Of the trio in question, Disco, Nambour and A Toy Phil, I'm very much in this camp of Maris Morrissey's Nambour, who formerly used to be trained by Willie Mullins and was a very good staying novice last season. Probably the pick of those performances came when he only just got nutted by a head by Acabella Bourgeois in a Grade 2 novices event at Fairy House. He made a bright start to his chasing career at Galway, making most of the running in the hands of Mark Enright. He jumped with aplomb on the very difficult jumping circuit, which is Ballybrick, to record a game 4 length victory over two very promising sorts in their own right, the shape of Free Expression and A Genie in a Bottle. A reproduction of that form surely must give him a great chance here. He loves a right-handed track. The stiffer the fence is, the better for him by the looks of it. He stays really well, so hopefully plenty of use will be made of him today. The ground shouldn't be a problem, and coming from a yard that does really well with this kind of staying type, I'd expect Mambor to put it up to his more illustrious compatriot here in the shape of Disco.
Race 4.
On to the big hurdle race of the day, which is the Morgiana Hurdle. Of course, this race was won last year by Nichols Canyon when he floored the odds-on favourite Fahin, who probably wasn't quite at his best. And Nichols Canyon himself didn't really improve upon that performance throughout the remainder of last season, albeit he did run particularly well in the Champion Hurdle himself, finishing third behind Annie Power and My Ten Till Yours. He rounded off the season by finishing third in the Grade 1 at Aintree. He's got a little bit to prove, you'd imagine, this horse, and we're still not really sure of what his best trip is. Is it 2.5? They did try him over 3 towards the back end of last season. This looks a fairly decent starting point from him, and obviously we know he goes well fresh. We might just get the better of several here who have got little question marks against them. Sempre Medici looks as though he's totally gone at the game based on his performances throughout the summer jumping period. Ivanich Gorbachev has got questions to ask on account of his poor run first time out and the ground. And we've got Simenon as well, who also looks as though he's struggling for form as well. So really we're only left with Jer's Girl to put it up to the favourite here, Nichols Canyon, on the basis of her performances last year, particularly on soft ground. She's got every chance of doing so. She obviously is in receipt of quite a bit of weight here off her market rival, and she certainly looks to be the value call in this particular race. You'd imagine that Connections, being this is a Grade 1 event, would have this horse absolutely spot on for her first run of the season. And know that she stays really well and she copes with soft ground particularly well, I'd expect Jer's Girl to give the favourite Nichols Canyon plenty to think about here in the Morgiana Hurdle.
Race 5.
On to what looks at an intriguing novices event here at 2.50 over 2 miles 6. Storyteller, well, obviously he was a very unlucky loser at Down Royal the other day when he seemed to be travelling well in the hands of Barry Geraghty before capsizing 2 out in the race that went on to be won by the short prize favourite Monbeg Notorious. And Monbeg Notorious really is the key to this race, because Mollily, in finishing second behind No Comments at the Punchestown Festival towards the back end of last season, found Monbeg Notorious back in third on that occasion. So there's a solid line there and a yardstick to suggest that Monolee could well be the value bet this morning. 6-1 with William Hill, which looks an absolute standout each way bet, considering that this horse is a former point-to-point winner and comes from a yard in good form. Won't have any problems with the grad, stays really well, and like I say, has got some decent form in bumpers to come into this race. So Monolee, around about 6-1 this morning, is the each way pick in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate race then, a particularly wide open looking affair as far as I'm concerned. I'd probably go with the safety net bet here in the shape of First A Boogie from the Madeline Tilicki stable. This 8-year-old has run a series of good races without getting its head in front so far over hurdles. And the key to this horse is obviously Punchestown. His last two runs have come at the County Kildare venue, particularly on the 22nd of October when he was a pretty unlucky third behind Definite Income. Now, he was going really well on the home turn, and unfortunately had horses dropping back in his lap, and that caused him to be shuffled back in the pack. He probably lost around about 5 or 6 lengths, a deficit which he couldn't quite get back in the closing stages, but he did stay on particularly well in the hands of Robbie Colden to finish only 2 lengths behind the winner on that occasion. I'd expect him to turn the form around with Conscience, and the fact that David Ruffles has been booked as well certainly gives this horse plenty of opportunity to get his head in front at the 7th time of asking over hurdles here in race number 6.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and this looks to be another Gigginstown performer off the production line to take a bumper of this description in the shape of Sam Crow, who was a very highly regarded horse when he was a withdrawal the other day. I think it was at Fairy House. So we're obviously expecting big things of this horse based on the market potential that day. And he's comments that Gordon Elliott made in his trainer file not too long ago. He said this horse is probably one of the most promising horses in his yard. And given that he's already won a 3 mile point to point on heavy ground, suggests that he'll stay really well. Jamie Codd's been booked, and he should justify short odds in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully we'll be back on board to go again at Dundalk on Friday, where we'll be taking a look at a 7-race programme there from Ireland's only all-weather circuit. Thanks very much for listening to this edition, and it's goodbye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.